Good morning. It's Saturday, June 27th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's edition is anchored by a striking finding on glucosamine. Strong genetic evidence from a large Mendelian randomization study links the common joint supplement to up to 27% lower dementia risk, an actionable data point for anyone thinking about cognitive protection. Wearable fitness trackers and routine eye exams are emerging as surprisingly powerful dementia risk tools, per new research in JAMA Neurology and the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. On the research front, five mechanistically distinct longevity drugs appear to converge on shared metabolic pathways in mice, while Fight Aging maps every intervention proven to lower epigenetic age in humans. Aviato Research breaks down krill oil's precise triglyceride effect and gives you a 12-week test to know if it's actually working for you, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, up to 27% lower dementia risk. Strong genetic evidence puts glucosamine in the spotlight. According to Rapamycin Longevity News, a large Mendelian randomization study, which uses genetic variants to simulate long-term randomized assignment, found that people with genetically predicted higher glucosamine use had up to a 27% lower risk of developing dementia. This is the one to read today. Your fitness tracker could predict dementia years before symptoms appear. From JAMA Neurology. Wearable accelerometer data capturing daytime activity levels, sleep patterns, and chronotype were independently associated with future dementia risk and improved risk prediction beyond established factors like age, genetics, and cardiovascular health, according to a study published in JAMA Neurology. A standard eye exam may flag Alzheimer's risk, no brain scan required, from Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. Colored fundus photography, a routine photographic eye exam already used to screen for diabetic retinopathy, can identify retinal regions linked to Alzheimer's disease risk factors, per a study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. In supplement news, krill oil reliably cuts triglycerides but leaves cholesterol untouched, from Aviato Research. Across multiple high-quality studies, krill oil consistently lowers blood triglycerides but barely moves LDL or HDL cholesterol, making it one of the few supplements where you can objectively test whether it's working for you. 25 years of U.S. supplement data, what gained ground and what quietly disappeared. From NutriIngredients, a sweeping analysis of you. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.